This week, we begin the book of Vayikra, Leviticus. It focuses primarily on animal sacrifice, which was the principal method of ancient worship up until the destruction of the holy temples in Jerusalem. There is a very compelling verse which concerns a leader who sins unintentionally. Such a person would have to bring a goat offering to atone for his sin. Now you'll notice the word in verse 22, chapter 4, which uses the word asher, when a leader commits a sin. The great commentator Sforno points out that there is no conditional word such as im, which means if, but rather when. The Torah considers it essentially a given that a leader will become guilty of at least an inadvertent sin. After all, since none of us are perfect, it is to be expected that someone who is active and in motion will err. The ability to sincerely atone for one's sin will ultimately determine his or her ability to govern and lead. In the United States of America, we are currently seeing an unfortunate pattern among political leaders who make blanket statements that are offensive at their core. Such statements are often minimized at best and defended at worst by fellow politicians. They are mistakenly characterized as mere errors or misunderstandings, when in fact they were deliberate slurs, smears, and libelous stereotypes aimed at defiling certain groups of people. While Judaism teaches us to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, our leaders must recognize that they need to atone for both outright and inadvertent sins, and that such atonement must include a genuine commitment to avoid repeating the offense in the future. Paul Bear Bryant said, "When you make a mistake, there are only three things you should ever do about it. Admit it, learn from it, and do not repeat it." This is excellent advice that our lawmakers and politicians in particular should heed. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please check us out on the web at kehilatmoshe.org, where you will find our podcasts, both present and past. Please share these podcasts on our Facebook page, the Kehilat Moshe Facebook page, and feel free to leave your comments there as well, or on Twitter at @KMSheepsaidBay. And thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.